This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I want to again reiterate that, gee whiz, it is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as they might say. So anyway, welcome aboard. Like I said, it's wonderful to have all of you here with us, and we are going to be... I guess you would say going crazy. Not really. No need to go crazy when you don't have to go crazy anyway. So new California convention starting Friday and Saturday. And it's going to be starting Friday in the afternoon, like at 4 o'clock, doors open, and 6 o'clock things start to happen, things start to rock and roll. And it's going to be just a great time by everybody and everything. And I'm going to be really, really excited at the outcome because it will be the 6th Constitutional Convention. And it's how much can you get done and how much can you get through. That's basically the way you look at it. And we're having just such a wonderful time as we look forward to so many things being spoken. We're going to start off with a whole series of young men and who are going to be speaking to us as to, you know, what it's like to live in California right now, what kind of a future will they have. And then we're going to go forward with Chris Ann Hall. Chris Ann Hall is going to be speaking to us about the Constitution, what's happening in the Constitution, how we got here from there, and all that other good stuff. And then we break out in the next, in the morning, with county committee meetings, and then with a whole bunch of other things happening that are going to be taking place about the legislative situations happening. We're going to be really excited to come up with our legislation that we've got. A number of legislative pieces are happening, and this is a really exciting time for New California. Then we'll start off with the gallery, actually, when the legislature is meeting. The gallery will be... you know, out enjoying the talk and the and basically the teachings of Chris Ann Hall, and also of some other fine individuals. Don Wilson will be talking about the early days, the history of the movements for freedom and independence, which is always a standby. And Russ Wailuta will be joining him. So then we'll have lunch, and you'll be hearing from the likes of Chris Street and myself. And then Agnes Gibney will speak. And then, yes, it will be down to Mike Huckabee, which will be a barn burner, I guarantee. So you can get tickets by going to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. You can get those tickets and become part of history. The tickets that are available right now, you're a little late on getting the full 2 days, but the tickets that are available now, a $100 ticket costs you or gets you in to see Huckabee and some speakers. So that starts at 1 o'clock for you. So if you start off at 1 o'clock, you'll get the full afternoon load of speakers that are going to be going on. So this is going to be some exciting stuff for the 6th Constitutional Convention. We have to get ready for the big Constitutional Convention, and we're going to be having a series of other, about five different conventions and conferences. By the way, a special announcement is we are opening up offices for New California. That's another big thing that's going to come out. We're opening up offices that will be in Orange County, San Diego County, Kern County, all the way up to Sacramento, and then we're going to go into Yuba City right now. That's the extent of the first series of offices. We know we're going to have some other offices in other areas, so we're going to be pretty excited about all that and more. All that and more. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome what's happening. And we're very, like I said, we're very, very excited. And it's making a new state. It really is. And you know, it's now is the perfect time, it seems like. Well, you know, just saying. I mean, I think it's perfect. I think it's perfect, and it's well overdue, I think, in many cases. And ruralness counts. It really does. And you can go to our website on Agenda 21 Radio, and we talk about Harlan Reynolds writes another article basically touting New California and the statehood movement, and also the New Illinois movement and the statehood movement. So it's pretty interesting. Balance of power. Balance of power is a big deal to be thinking about. Really, truly it is. Anyway, a lot of work to do between now and then, just hours away from the 6th Constitutional Convention. I'm pretty excited. I think everybody else is too. It's going to be, like I said, a wonderful day in the neighborhood for everybody. Okay, so if you need any information about that, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be able to get you some more information. I know a lot of people are kind of going crazy. That's good. Go crazy. That's what we want. All right, we got to check in. Really, we haven't done this, but we got to do some more checking into what's going on in the world out there, because the world is happening, and we want to be able to say this is what's going on. Fear in Italy, warning in Berlin, caution in Israel, 83 isolated in New York so far. Stocks spiral out of control. This is what we have. 14% of patients who recovered test positive again for the virus. Persistent little booger. This is first case of unknown origin confirmed in Northern California. Was not tested for days. This is interesting. Medical staff exposed. Experts say should be prepared to see overnight boom. Report. Costco sells out of emergency kits. Empty shelves hit USA. Drug shortages loom. Virus threatening to end world air travel boom. World Health Organization officials slams Trump's ignorant and incoherent response. Remember, they're definitely part of the Klan, the World Health Organization, part of the Klan to take down Donald Trump. We have no use for them. It says, first known case of origin, of unknown origin in Northern California. This is from the Sacramento Bee, which is kind of interesting, a bankrupt paper. They're bankrupt because, you know, of obvious reasons. It says, The CDC confirms this. It's a confirmed case. There is one in Northern California. See, I almost said New California. CDC spokesman Scott Pauley told the Sacramento Bee just before 4 p.m. Wednesday. In the Northern California case, the individual is a resident of Solano County and is receiving medical care in Sacramento County. The individual had no known exposure to the virus through travel or close contact with a known infected individual. California Department of Public Health officials said in a news release Wednesday evening, state health, public health officials in Sacramento citing the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said the case is the first person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 virus. Isn't that interesting? It says late Wednesday, officials at the Sacramento Hospital, that's UC Davis, revealed in a memo that the patient had arrived on February 19th, but had not been tested by the CDC, officials say. What the heck is that about, right? What the heck is that about? Amazing, huh? Earlier cases of person-to-person transmission in Illinois and in San Benito County came. Wow. Now, wait a minute. They're making a little shift here. I'm getting suspicious now. So we jump in Illinois and in San Benito County. Came after close, prolonged interaction with a family member who returned from Wuhan. This is weird. Illinois to San Benito County. There we go. That's where it all happened. Illinois to San Benito County. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's just a wonderful thing to be putting together this convention because you got so many people going. And it's just really incredible. This is the, you know, we're all over 50 some counties now, and everybody's got a say, and everybody's got this, and everybody's got that, and participating and doing this and that, and it's just wonderful. Except it's a pain in the butt sometimes. Like most of the time. No, not really. It's challenging, I guess you can say. It's challenging, but to see all these people come together to create this great new state, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, I really believe it. And of course, it's almost like manifest destiny, you know, that the whole continent will, the whole state will become New California. It is. I think it's pretty much. Pretty much a foregone conclusion this is all going to happen. That's just me. I know some of you are thinking, oh, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I think I'm not as crazy as I'm. Maybe I'm crazier than you think. Well, you know, listen, to do this, you got to be crazy. There's no doubt about it. You need some psych help. Okay, anyway, getting back to the whole thing about CPAC. Scalise is on. We're popping in and out of CPAC. Scalise is on. Listen.
And I went over and I talked to him, and he's a big Trump supporter, and he said, socialized medicine ran me out of Canada because I don't want the government telling me what to do and controlling my health care.
Steve Scalise.
We're not going to let that happen. Are we going to let them turn us into a socialist nation? No way. When President Trump says America won't be a socialist nation, amazing how in a State of the Union we all stand up. I get physical therapy. I get to jump up and applaud that. And you're watching all the Democrats sitting down. President Trump talks about killing terrorists, and all the Democrats sit down. I mean, look, I hope it's not a partisan issue, but if killing terrorists becomes a partisan issue, put me in the party that's for killing the terrorists. And I applaud this president for his leadership. His leadership on so many issues, domestic policy, foreign policy, hottest economy in the world. Just look at yesterday at what he did, the leadership he took to address and tackle the coronavirus. Our next speaker in a little while is going to be the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, who he put in charge. And you cannot have a better person leading this effort, but it shows how serious the president is that he would put the vice president in charge, bringing the entire weight of the federal government to tackle this crisis like he's done with so many others. But let me tell you, as I get ready to leave and this next panel comes out to talk about healthcare is only one example of what's at stake in this election and the sharp contrast between conservative principles and government control. They want to do it on every aspect. They're talking about raising your taxes, everybody's taxes, not just the millionaires and the billionaires, like the people on stage in the Democrat primary, but hardworking families who are benefiting from the low taxes that we put in place with Republican House and a Republican Senate and a Republican president who signed it into law lowering everybody's taxes. And look at how great it's working. It's working for everybody. We're not going to let them take that away, right? So when you think about this, government control, they want to take away your guns. Are we going to let them do that? No way. Are we going to let them take away our ability to drive whatever car we want? And if you want to put gasoline, if you want to put solar panel that runs your airplanes. They want to take away your airplanes. I mean, this is crazy what they're talking about. The Green New Deal, Medicare for all. It's about government control over individual freedom. And you know what? In 2020, individual freedom is going to win out. We will reelect Donald Trump as our president. We'll get a Republican House with a Republican Senate and keep working to save this great nation. It's worth fighting for, and I thank you for being in this fight with us. Thank you so much, my friends at CPAC. God bless this great country. Thank you.
CPAC, Steve Scalise. What are they going to do next?
Peter Pitts, David Schneider, Barbara Combe, and Mark Palazzo.
I guess this is the next cast of characters.
Oh.
Yep, they're bringing out another panel here. I like, CPAC, I like the way they do this at the Gaylord Hotel outside of D.C. And we'll see what these people have to say.
Oh, my name is Peter Pitts. Steve Scalise, a real American hero. Do you want one size fits all medicine?
Well, we're going to be here bashing on that. Okay. We got to move along here. After all, it is about what we're doing and not about what they're doing. Of course not. We can't have that going on now, can we? No. So CPAC is running their little show, and I think we're going to it's going to be interesting. You know, we're going to be on the other side of the continent doing our little show. It's really kind of neat. Just flat out exciting, actually. I mean it. I think it's really exciting to be in this kind of position. Okay, now we got the big story. The coronavirus pits Dems against Trump once more. You know, anytime there's misery, you got to have this kind of a thing, right? Nancy Blast, anemic response to crisis. There you go. Uh-oh. Here we go. It says, doesn't add up. This is an interesting one. This just popped out. Group threatens lawsuit over suspiciously high voter registration rates in swing states. Uh-oh. The beginning of the end, right? Pay attention, all you voters out there in California. Exclusive. Voters in Florida, Michigan, and Colorado are threatening to sue their states after an independent organization discovered that each has counties with unusually high voter registration rates. In some cases, they found more registered voters than actual people eligible to vote. Shocking. Shocking. Are you just shocked? The data was compiled by the Honest Elections Project, a new nonprofit organization that blames the seemingly implausible statistics on a failure of states to properly update voter rolls to account for people moving, dying, and being incarcerated. Well, I'm very suspicious. And you should be too, right? Especially if they've had anything to do with the California-style thing, right? Do they have anything to do with that? Anything to do with California? That's the big question. Anything to do with California? I think it's interesting that California leads the way in so many things, and we've always talked about this voter thing going on. All three states have multiple counties where voter registration exceeds 90%. In some cases, they exceed 100%. In the last election, 2018, the nationwide registration rate, according to the U.S. Census, was 66.9%. That disparity is a clear sign these states aren't maintaining accurate voter rolls, said Jason Sneed, executive director of the Honest Elections Project. Sneed was formerly a senior policy analyst with the Heritage Foundation. Fox News reached out to each state's Secretary of State's office, but none immediately responded. The organization's finding revealed that 27 counties in Florida have voter registration rates above 90%. Seven counties well above the national average, and seven counties with rates higher than 100%. Michigan had 18 counties above 90%. and one above 100, and Colorado had 19 above 90 and 5 above 100. In 2016, Hillary Clinton won Colorado, shocking, by a relatively slim margin of 2.8%. President Trump won Florida by 1.3%, Michigan by just 0.4. The observations led voters in each state to warn their respective secretaries of state that keeping ineligible voters on rolls in the state's multiple improper activities during the November election. This is interesting. You know this is going to build something bigger. It's only the beginning of the end for the...
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see here. Washington, oh boy. Trump campaign advisor, socialism sucks. All right. We kind of know that one, don't we? We kind of do. I think we do anyway. I think we do. This whole thing going on in... with all these people wanting to form all these new states. It's craziness, isn't it? I think, anyway.
I don't think it's craziness. I think it's necessary. I think it's about time this happens. I think it's going to be a lot of fun in the days ahead, especially if you're on the good guys team. We've gotten a lot of feedback about a lot of different things going on with the other little groups out there. You know, nobody should really fault anybody in any of these secessionist movements, and I think that's really one of the thrusts that was being talked about here. that these movements are telling everybody something. There's something really, really wrong, right? Really, really wrong. There's a couple of things I was going to bring your attention to, and I don't have it up here right now. The situation in San Francisco, we were talking about this yesterday, in other sanctuary states, which, by the way, the Trump administration won in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals yesterday, the right to withhold funds from sanctuary states, which I think is very, very important, and sanctuary counties and cities and so on. So there's a lot of DOJ policing grants that go to various and sundry states and cities and so on. And if they're now as ruled, basically, by executive order by the president, that if you're now a sanctuary state or if you're a sanctuary county or whatever, that they can withhold the funds because you're breaking federal law. it's really kind of simple. And when you're breaking federal law, you're just not going to get the money. And really, in those grants, it's written that way. You can't have, you know, laws you're breaking. You can't be breaking the law at the same time you're trying to enforce it. I mean, what's that about? I know you got the federal law and the state law business that goes in there, but that's really what it comes down to. So this whole thing about these policing grants, you know, I've done the federal grant business myself, you know. They're usually very prescriptive and it's very strict and so on. The federal grants usually come directly, and for schools anyway, through the state to the school districts to the counties, and then ultimately the school districts, you know, by way of the treasurer, the county treasurer, and so on. But, you know, oftentimes, like in the case of one of the charter schools I started, the federal money came in for the startup, but the state took it, didn't give it to me. How do you start up a school that, and when you're supposed to have the money that's supposed to come to you, how does that work? And, of course, it didn't work well. It didn't work well. And that, you know, that's my point. They stole it. They stole it from us. There's no other way to look at it. And you know, you're halfway through the school year realizing they're just flat not going to give you the money. It's not that you're bad and you're not deserving because you're deserving. You're a startup and they were supposed to give it to you. They just didn't give it to you. And then you figure out, well, they don't have the money to give you because they've basically had to use money to fill in other holes. It's just one big shell game of floating around money from one thing to the next. Well, see, that's basically in a gigantic schemata. That's what's happened to the state of California. It's all gone now. All the money's gone now. This is they've reached that point where they can no longer shuffle around money from one pot to the next to keep it solvent. As we've said before, that's kind of like, you know, moving around the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's the same kind of idea. That's all over with. That's all done now. They've run out of other people's money, and now they've got this huge hole they can't account for, like, you know, 300. How about 320 billion-dollar hole. They can't, you know. Right, it's absolute lunacy what is going on. But the bigger problem I was talking about yesterday is here you have San Francisco, which, you know, always just openly, flagrantly defies its own laws and regulations, and laws and or any sense of, and it displays no sense of decency as a county or as a state, right? Or as a stated status would be. They just don't display it. So are they deserving, as an example, when they go out and declare themselves a sanctuary city, are they deserving of the federal funds that's supposed to come in if they're breaking the law? If they're breaking and violating basic laws of sanitation and so on, which they have taken the machinery the machinery of their own government in San Francisco and turned it against the people and said, we're no longer going to enforce our health laws. You know, every city, every county has a certain set of health regulations, and because they've got to keep the citizens safe and healthy. So, you know, clean streets, you know, sewage systems, you know, when the health inspector shows up in the restaurant, you know, you've got to have certain sanitary conditions, obviously. And they do a lot of checks, supposedly. I've seen health inspectors come into restaurants and stores and stuff. And they usually, from what I've seen, unless they're corrupt and get paid off, they usually do a fairly good job of it. You know, it's pretty obvious to spot, especially in today's modern restaurants, you know, what might be a problem and not a problem. And then they say, look, you got to fix this, you got to clean up. They give you the warning and all that stuff. But, you know, what about the streets themselves? What about the sanitary conditions of the city itself, which has absolutely been destroyed because of feces? I'd say that, feces and urine. They permitted people, in other words, repealing their own laws from public urination and defecation. If you want to publicly urinate, you go right ahead. If you want to publicly defecate, you go right ahead. And they actually repealed those laws in the state, in the county of San Francisco and city of San Francisco. Now, the county and city are one and the same. It's very few times you see a county and city that's one and the same. But that's the case in San Francisco. So the county supervisors, the city council said, no more for us. So they stopped. You know, they said, you guys can go out and defecate and urinate. That is really illegal to do that. It'll be found to be unconstitutional. No one's challenging it, though. Not yet. But, you know, the sense of decency that is there, of course, is startling. But, you know, the obvious situation is the reason why you have health departments and you have all these laws about maintaining good, healthy restaurants and everything else being clean, sanitized, is the fact you don't want to start epidemics. See, right now, San Francisco, in this dysphoria, allowing people to openly defecate, you know, they've got their own culture dish right there, the bottom of the culture dish on the streets of San Francisco. They've got their own auger, so to speak. All they need now is a disease, and this is what I'm saying about San Francisco and all these other cities and all the other counties and all the entire state. When the disease starts to really settle in and you get coronavirus amongst the homeless, and they're down there in the open exposure of the environment, living only in tents with a little bit of covers on the floor or on the street, amongst the feces, amongst the urination, amongst the drugs, amongst the diseases that people would carry in those kind of environments, you've got a ripe environment for an explosion of a pandemic, a major breakout, or that wouldn't be a pandemic, an epidemic of monumental proportions within the city of San Francisco. This is just waiting to happen. And it's going to happen. And when it does, there's going to be all heck to pay, right? Well, you bet, because the federal government will take charge. You watch.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. San Francisco. Yeah. You know, it's interesting about San Francisco. It's just emblematic of everything about the liberals, isn't it? Nancy Pelosi's area. Does it say it all? I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. Nancy Pelosi and the filth that she promotes. I say this all the time. I know that some people just might not resonate with you yet. But if you're Nancy Pelosi and you're Adam Schiff and you're that whole group of Democrats, what do you stand for? You stand for, you know, the illegal immigration. You stand for the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. You stand for lawlessness. You stand for the trafficking, sex trafficking in children. I mean, it's just abominable what they stand for, what they represent, and that includes all, of course, the clown show that we're seeing going on right now with the whole Democratic Party and their selection of who's going to be the president. There's not a person up there that's qualified in any remotely. And, of course, all the stuff that's going to start coming out about that's going to start coming out about Biden's and both Biden's. This is what they really don't want to talk about. Right. They really don't want to talk about it. Oh, boy. Just a wonderful day. It's just another day in the neighborhood. The Biden claims 150 million Americans have been killed by gun violence since 2007. I don't think I'm going to let this one go. I really don't. This is something. Biden said this. Let's see if I got the right clip going on here. This is from Tucker Carlson the other night. It really took my breath away when I saw this, and I was going to play it yesterday. Didn't get a chance to.
And then, he's got it up from yesterday. Okay, but it came out the night before at the debate. And I heard it, and I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God, what the heck is this? So anyway, let me play this clip for you so you can pick up on this. This is stunning. If it's got the right stuff in it, I hope he does. I'll just try and narrate over it if it doesn't. Here we go. Tucker Carlson.
Last night, Joe Biden made a remarkable claim about the level of gun violence in this country. Watch.
Listen to this.
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on.
Vietnam? More than that, 150 million? That's almost half the country dead in 10 years. That's a lot of empty buildings. Presumably, Biden meant to say 150,000. That's roughly the number of gun homicides in this country during that period. But Democrats are doing their best to drive that number up. How? By attacking police and letting criminals, real criminals, go free. Instead of fighting gun violence by fighting actual criminals, they're trying to destroy the NRA and take guns from people who didn't vote for them with assault weapons bans. Do assault weapons bans work? Well, there's just been a big study on this question from Johns Hopkins. The party of science is ignoring it, but the answer is no, they don't work. Not that they'll stop trying to push them on you. Colin Anwar is a Second Amendment advocate. He joins us tonight. Thanks so much for coming on. Have you noticed there seems to be a connection between the vehemence of gun control advocates and their lack of knowledge about firearms? I mean, some of these people, Biden is a perfect example, don't know what, and, you know, the round comes out of. They don't know what a muzzle is, and yet they're sort of posing as experts. Am I imagining this?
No, you're not imagining it. That's exactly what they're doing. And to me, that's the most disheartening aspect of this. We're talking about one of the most important constitutional rights in this country, but yet these individuals who are calling themselves leaders don't know the first thing about the subject they're talking about. They just get their talking points, get in front of the camera, and then spew a bunch of misinformation to millions of people, and then the people believe it.
So what's interesting is that the same people who lecture you constantly about science and climate change and look at the data assiduously ignore the data when it conflicts with their social engineering. So Johns Hopkins, which I think is a legitimate institution, or was anyway, has a new study showing that assault weapons bans do not, or there's no evidence to show that they do reduce mass shootings. So this would, and a lot of studies have shown this, including the federal government's own study during the Clinton administration. Why is this not kind of death for assault weapons bans? They don't work. So why are we still pushing them?
Well, because agenda. At the end of the day, and I always go back to this point because it's their overall goal, which is control. They don't really care about what the facts actually say. What they want is to restrict the Second Amendment into oblivion. That's their goal. And at this point in time, from what we've seen from all of the candidates that have been on stage talking about the Second Amendment and gun control, so forth and so on, and people talking about confiscating weapons, at this point, we should all understand that they have an agenda to restrict the Second Amendment into oblivion. This isn't about saving lives. This isn't about trying to find a balance and have a conversation, because if it was, they wouldn't be talking about how they beat or destroyed the NRA. They'd be talking about, okay, well, how do we balance protecting people's rights while trying to, you know, save lives in some manner that makes sense and that's actually plausible without taking away people's constitutional rights that, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not willing to give up for the sake of saying, you know what, I do feel a little bit safer when I'm not actually safer.
That's a good point. I'm going to stop it there, but 150 million Americans since 2007. There's, what, 330 million Americans? But again, I want to jump on what Tucker said, that even him saying it wrongly, they're still moving along to a higher number, an exaggerated number. Oh, I'm sorry, it was wrong, but how many people really can discern the difference between 1,000 and 100,000 and 1,000,000? What does that mean to some people? Anyway, stay with us. More to come. Agenda 21 Radio. Tiger.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, you're going to want to come to the convention. See Mike Huckabee on Saturday. He'll be in San Luis Obispo. And tickets to see him are $100. And you can pick up your tickets by going to newcaliforniastate.com. And there's a button that says convention tickets, CONV, abbreviated tickets. Check it out. That's really where you want to be, right? Anyway, we got just a ton of things going on for New California, and we're just so pleased that everybody is liking what we're up to in New California. That's the key thing. They're liking it. They're liking it. We're liking it. You're liking it. And we intend to make everybody... I think you're going to be delighted at the final outcome of what New California is going to look like. I think you're going to be very happy with, of course, the new state economically, from the economy to education to everything, from taxation. You're going to take a look at it and go, wow, this is just an incredible, incredible state. And no reason to hold ourselves back. And guess what? We're not going to. Absolutely not going to. Just thought I'd let you know about that. We're not. Some people think, well, you're going to be just like California anyway. The way we will fashion our Constitution is the key thing. It is the key thing in forming the new California state and what sets it apart from every other state in the nation. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to check out our website, newcaliforniastate.com, NCS51, and also A21R.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.